Yeah.
We'll go ahead and continue with our post-race media availabilities. We are now joined by crew chief Cole Pern and team owner Joe Girone for the number 78 Furniture Row Denver Mattress Toyota. And Cole, we'll go ahead and start with you. Martin had battled, you know, first and second pretty much toward the end there. Can you tell us a little bit about your race strategy, knowing that number two was pretty low on fuel?
Yeah, it was, you know, we kind of committed ourselves to a two-stop strategy, and really knowing, I was like, sure enough, we're going to have all this plan, and we're going to get a caution at lap 52, and we got a caution at lap 52. So that was that, and pretty much put ourselves in a fuel mileage mode. You know, I think we ran hard early, you know, trying to get through, you know, get back through and get to the lead, and with the hope that maybe you got a yellow or whatever, but, you know, it kind of became clear that that wasn't going to come, and you know, we had to be really disciplined and stick to what we needed to do and, you know, let those guys go at times, even though it was, you know, maybe a couple years ago we wouldn't make that move. But, you know, we've gotten better team and we stuck to it and we won a fuel mileage race, which is a pretty big accomplishment for us.
Awesome. Joe, can you tell us a little bit about what this means for the team?
Well, yeah, first of all, let me clear up. I'm not the owner because I don't want to get stuck with the Bills. and I'll get stuck with them if Barney hears that. Barney couldn't make it. It's another one of those events he wasn't able to make, and here we won. But it's huge. You know, I think I heard Cole earlier saying you're kind of up on a wave, and when you can get a win, it helps keep you up there for sure. And we just have to keep our focus on what we're doing day to day and ride it all the way to the end here.
Awesome. Thanks. Holly?
Holly Kay, NASCAR.com. Cole, could you talk a little bit about the way the team has been able to win throughout the year? It hasn't been you won here and now where are you guys or vice versa, but you guys have really had a very high sustaining performance.
Yeah, I think it just falls product to everybody we got in our organization. I mean, it's every week it's, you know, you wipe the week off from the week before and get back to it, and I think we feel like we're really in a position we can win every race and win, compete every week. So when you have that mindset, it just, you know, it's not like you're picking, choosing tracks to put extra effort in. We're putting that effort in every week, and I think that's why we've been able to just stay consistently good and you know, be able to contend for wins on a weekly basis.
And just to follow up, and I don't want to upset you, but I know on television you were speaking, it's been an emotional week for you. Could you just touch on it a little bit and share with us what you might?
Yeah, it's been probably the hardest week of my life. So, I don't know. It's still, it's not over yet. I lost my best friend growing up this week. He caught a random bacterial infection from a cut and basically died in a day. It's not like he was sick. I talked to him the day before. They were coming to Michigan next weekend, so doesn't seem real still. He's got two little boys that are, you know, not going to know their dad pretty much, and I don't know. We'll get through it as a group. We're lucky to have a, you know, unbelievable friend support and family around that will, you know, make sure everybody's all right. But he was a heart of gold guy that, you know, I don't know. I still haven't come to terms with it, to be honest, so.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Cole, Martin said on pit road after the race that letting guys go by and giving up the lead was probably the hardest thing he's had to do in racing. Did you have to do any convincing to get him to slow down and do that?
He knew it in my voice that that's what we needed to do. And it just, you know, it's a product of our relationship, the fact that you can be like, hey, this is what we need to do. And he's like, okay. You know, I think, you know, we don't squabble. We don't argue. You know, he knows that when we're telling him, that's the truth. So he did it, even though it was hard to do. He's, you know, he's a smart guy and knew the situation we were in and did the right thing. So I think, like I said earlier, I mean, 2 years ago, I don't know that we win that race, but you know, we did the things right today to get there.
In the back,
Tyler had the racing experts. Cole, first off, I'm sorry for your loss. Can you tell me what it's like with those last few laps? I mean, going over the calculations over and over again, were you confident that you'd done it right, or were you biting your fingernails there?
I was biting my fingernails. There's no, pretty much zero confidence. You know, we knew, you know, we ran pretty hard earlier in the run, trying to get through those guys to get to the lead and probably use more fuel than, you know, we would have known if we were going to run green the whole time. So, you know, kind of you start that run thinking, oh, there's probably odds of a caution. That's kind of how it goes here. Like there's, you know, if you get a caution, you're going to get a lot of them. And we, you know, we didn't get any. So kind of was looking that way and definitely was pretty nervous.
Bob Parker, ESPN, I have two for you, Cole. The first is your pitch strategy going with two stop race had nothing to do with the change in the pit crew guys, did it?
No, I just definitely thought, you know, the way the stage, it's kind of odd with the stages at a road course actually makes strategy somewhat easier, especially here with, you know, lack of tire fall off because of the repave. We had to, it was pretty clear that's what we wanted to do, so we just, you know, committed to pitting at the end of the first stage, and then we knew we were going to, you know, our original plan was to top like 57, 58, something like that, and, you know, give ourselves some room for at least one overtime stab at it or whatever, but I said the only, you know, before the race, I told everybody, I said the only way it's going to screw it up. So, well, caution at 52, and that's what happened. So, anyways, we nothing to do with the pit crew for sure. I think they're, honestly, I haven't seen the stop data, but I think they were one of the best pit crews on pit road today, and they did an unbelievable job like they did last week.
And also, is there less pressure doing it when you already have three wins and you know you're in the playoffs and, you know, if you finish 20th, you've lost potentially five playoff points, but
I don't think so. I mean, you worked your whole life to get to this level and be in a spot to compete for wins, and I know everybody in our team loves racing, and, you know, we're all very lucky to be at this level, and you got an opportunity to win a race. It hurts just as bad no matter the situation. We want to win them all. I mean, you never know when you're going to get this opportunity again, and we've been in – run pretty badly together at times too. So to be running as good as we are and be able to capitalize on wins is, you know, just makes it as nerve wracking as it is to win the first race.
Brant James, USA Today Sports for Cole. But with the separation that you guys have put on the rest of the field, particularly Kyle Larson, who was the other really hot team at the beginning of the year, I mean, do you allow yourself to think out loud or internally, we're the championship favorites now? And either way, with this short amount of regular season races left, does that change how you approach being ready when the playoffs start?
Not really. I don't think with the one race championship world that we're in, you can consider yourself a championship favorite. Really it's all about who wins Homestead. I think we feel like we got a good shot to make it to Homestead for sure. But really, I mean, to say you're a championship favorite in a one race format is, you know, you just can't say that. So I think, yeah, we're a favorite to make it for sure. But I want to look back on this year and win as many races as possible. So if we blow up at lap two or wreck at lap two and Homestead and you don't look back on your year as a disappointment. So I think going into the year, we really just wanted to do as well as we could all year and enjoy it. And, you know, whatever happens at the end of the year happens at the end of the year.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Cole, Martin kind of went to both ends of the spectrum, both with, you know, backing off to let Keselowski and Blaney go, and then on the last lap having to put some really good moves to keep fend off Kenseth. Where would you rank this drive for Martin in the time you've been with him?
It was one of his best for sure. I mean, I don't know. The 18 was, you know, really good early on, but we knew we were the next best car. I think we got our car definitely better after the first pit stop. And for whatever reason, that first set of tires, we struggled with it in qualifying and struggled with it on the first run for whatever reason. And but for him to, you know, to have the discipline to do that, and then, you know, at the same time, you're at a road course, you know, just, you know, saving fuel at oval is one thing, but trying to save fuel at a road course is a whole different animal because it's all about, you know, braking hard and accelerating hard. So trying to do it here, you know, is a unique challenge. And for him to be able to do that and stay disciplined is a that's just a huge accomplishment for him. I think you look back at his career, how many races he's lost on fuel mods to pull it together and get it to victory lane was pretty awesome.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com, Cole. It seems like NASCAR is maybe officiating these races a little bit differently after there was an outcry at Michigan in June. Do you take that into strategy, into account when you're planning your strategy for the end of these races?
I don't know if I can speak to that. I don't think so. You know, I don't know. You always stay open for the scenarios. You know, you're on the scenario you're on, and then you're always thinking about, all right, well, if this happens, what do we do? And if this happens, what do we do? And, you know, you'd play the hand you're dealt with at the time, and then when it changes, you adapt. So I think that's, if anything, experience has taught me and taught team is just, you know, being really to stay fluent and stay, you know, stay fresh and able to make the decision when the situation changes. You know, so easy to get locked into a plan and thinking that's your only plan, but when it changes, you got to be able to adapt.
Knowing that Kenseth kind of needs, could really use the win to make the playoffs, were you thinking, man, he's going to make it interesting, or were you thinking, oh, he's still looking for a ride for next year, so maybe he won't get too interested?
I don't know if I got that deep in the thought, but I was just like, man, just keep it about 3 car lengths away. I don't want him to be end up in the fence or whatever, you know? I was thinking about it for sure, and he did right. We kept it far enough away to avoid the suicide bomber attack, but you know, we did the right thing.
Are there any other questions for Cole? Oh, go for it. Yep.
Can you just talk about air? Sorry, you want to finish your conversation? Can you talk a little bit about Eric Jones? He picked up his 7th top 10 today. It looks like he's really, you know, coming along, and to do that against the crowd that was up at the field was fairly impressive.
Absolutely. I thought he did a great job. You know, it's in particular here on a road course, when he went to Sonoma, it had been the first time he'd even seen the racetrack, and although he has some races here, he's still, you know, to run up front, run with the cars that he was running, was great, and he's had a real up and down year. And it seems like it is getting a lot better for him right now.
I think it's because I ripped his ass after Sonoma.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, and for the team side, we didn't help him out at Sonoma either.
He was complaining about hating road course race, and I told him he had a long career ahead of him, and he better get to like it because he's got to race there 2 times a year every year. So
he came here with a much better attitude, that's for sure. But globally, he's doing terrific, and you know, it does look like he's – he's finishing up here strong, so. I think that's accurate. Yeah, he's very talented.
Oh, and just for them that, you know, to go through the week they've had to, you know, to come out here and run as well as they did at a road course is, I'm, you know, makes excited for them as I am for us.
Absolutely, James stepping in and doing what he did and at a last moment here is. Just terrific, really.
We're the first international crew chief team this weekend.
That's right.
I had a Canadian and Australian run the show.
Hey.
Yeah. All right. Are there any other questions? All right. You guys are good. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you.